See, Ollie, how frustrating is it when you guys have a game like that that feel like the defense held things down enough that you could have won that football game?
No one wants to lose, you know, and it was just frustrating to lose, you know, and so the defense we could have done better, and there's a lot of plays, especially myself, I know that I could have done better as well, and if we didn't have any points on the board, the game would have been completely different. So like, and I felt like we could have picked up the momentum, and the offense could have fed off us, and we could have fed off the offense as vice versa in that sense, and then we could have I felt like the ball game could have been completely different, but unfortunately we did lose, and so no one wants to lose, and it was pretty frustrating.
If you take out sack yards, the last three games, has he given up an average of about 200 yards on the ground? Is that sustainable, you feel like, or do you guys need to have that number go down?
I feel like the better we can perform, the better that number will be, you know. And there's really not nothing bad in continuing to get better in that sense for those yards, yeah.
Next question from John Kuhn.
Defensively, it seems like BYU's been a very good second half team this year. You've been consistently from game to game making good halftime adjustments. What do you feel like is kind of key that second half effectiveness in games? And I mean, is it just the mentality of the defense? Is it better execution? What's kind of gone into just having that consistency in the second half of games?
It's more so just staying true to what we know and to staying true in what we do as a defense, and to not let up. You know, our coaches teach us well, and they do their job in helping us become better, and they set the game plan for us, and we just got to go out and execute, and we do that, and everything will be good.
Next question from Mitch Harper.
CLA, 2 years ago, you had a kind of a breakout performance against TCU, even on a game that was kind of a tough spot. Just what are your memories of facing TCU, that they had an interception in that game, and trying to maybe get revenge for that loss a couple of years ago?
Yeah, being able to look back, you know, we unfortunately did lose. I was able to secure an interception and also as well play my first downs of college football, and it was an amazing experience just to be out there on the field. This Saturday, you know, it'd be great to get that win as well. So.
Next question from Jay Drew.
See, Ollie, we just heard Coach Satake say that you guys were going to circle the wagons, I think was his phrase. What does that mean to you? How will that manifest itself this week?
Just to trust in everyone around us, you know, just to go back to what we know, what we need to do, going back to the basics, going back to the little things, doing the little things, and to practice harder, and just to make up for those little things that we need to do better on, and as well as the big things as well. But to ultimately just to keep our head down, stay humble. You know, this loss is unfortunate, but we still got to move on. We got to play the next down, play the next game. And so we just got to keep working more, and do more in that sense of not wanting to experience this sense of loss as we from last week.
Next question from Sean Walker.
Yes, y'all. One of those teammates I think that it's pretty easy to lean on is a guy next to you in the linebacker room, and Jack Kelly. He had a game on Saturday, kind of like you did against TCU a couple years ago, I guess, in that loss. What do you kind of learn from him he's been just such an effective weapon for you guys. And I don't know if you've heard about this, but he was supposed to be injured a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
Question mark, allegedly. Mm-hmm. Just what have you kind of learned from him that makes him, I guess, so good at what he does?
You know, he's a great leader, and he knows this defense inside and out. And so being able to be there, ask him questions, and get his insight on things that as he's played a lot of college football that can help me. And so I'm able to pick his brain about a couple things on the defense, and as well as what moves to make, and and how to get better on that field. And so it's an amazing asset to have him next to me and able to ask him for advice and things like that.
All right, do we have any other questions for Ciale? Okay, looks like you're good to go. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.